Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Santo Tursivia, an economist and our advisor for many of the numbers we publish on Floor Focus. Santo, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Kemp?
I'm good. So you just got back from Canada. Talk a little bit about your trip.
Oh, it was great. The weather was beautiful. The market up there is slow because, you know, a lot of the country's dependent on commodities, oil, cattle, wheat, and all those prices are down. But I'll tell you, there is a building boom going on the residential side up there with condos and a lot of cranes moving up there.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's an uneven market like it is down here to some degree.
What's the exchange rate doing to the Canadians?
It's low right now. Uh-huh. They have an advantage right now.
Yeah.
But they seem to be suffering. They all say they're suffering from a Made in the USA movement that's going on down here that's causing consternation for them to gain distribution for their products.
Well, listen, I saw this article on Floor Daily today that Stifel Nicolaus put out. Just a quick summary of that, and I want to get your take on it and see if you agreed with it. John Ball looks at the flooring business. He divides it up into three pieces of commercial and then residential builder and then residential replacement. And he's saying that if you put it all together, the first half of this year, the pace of sales were about 4% growth. But in the third quarter, he's calling for that to go down to about 3% growth. It's a mixed bag. Mostly residential replacement and commercial are the ones that are starting to lag. And you might also have seen on Floor Daily today that the consumer confidence report is down 3.6% in early October versus same period last year. So a couple things to think about there.
Yeah, and we're kind of in the ballpark right there. We think it might have been 3% in the first part of the year, but second half of the year, it doesn't look much brighter either. So I wouldn't quibble with John over that.
Okay. And do you also agree that it's on the commercial side and residential replacement side that's slowing?
Yeah, well, the commercial side remains to be a mixed bag, and so does residential for that matter. We're seeing mostly hard surface growing and soft surface definitely declining. And, you know, that's a net effect there. We're seeing right now, and we've seen since the end of this recession, a growth rate that has been not great.
Mm-hmm.
We're used to seeing growth rates after a recession 6-8%, and sometimes even greater. And we haven't seen anything even close to 3% on an annual basis. It's just been stymied by a lot of things going on, not the least of which is the healthcare issues, the unfettered immigration, which is hurting wages. The whole country suffers on a business side from just an uncertainty. Nobody knows, you know, where it's going, what's happening. And now we've got an election year, which adds to all that uncertainty.
Mm-hmm. Actually, on this consumer sentiment story today, it was talking about, you know, they poll a group of the public, and they said that the most negative was coming from the household incomes under $75,000. So they're the ones that feel the worst about the future.
Yeah, and we're seeing incomes fracture.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing high incomes growing, and we're seeing low-income households, they're growing, and the middle is just kind of falling out, just like you're seeing in products. You know, you're seeing car brands in the middle falling out, and, you know, it's the Lexuses and the Toyotas that are growing, and then what's in the middle is kind of falling. The Pontiacs and Oldsmobiles have kind of gone by the wayside. That's true across the board. The people at the bottom are getting hurt, especially by cheaper labor coming in. And I don't want to get into anybody with the last name of Tursivia. I'm not against immigration. I'm just against unfettered immigration.
Right. I don't think you came
right.
In illegally.
That's right. No, Grandpa came through Ellis Island a long time ago.
Yeah. So you mentioned that soft surface is down. Well, obviously, LVT is growing very quickly. What is that doing for us? What's the growth rate? And also, how's that going to affect sales down the road?
Well, LVT is growing primarily, you know, it's cannibalizing a lot of sales of other product categories. It's cannibalizing resilient sheet. It's cannibalizing laminate. And it's cannibalizing to some degree ceramic and hardwood. And, of course, carpet. And we're seeing that laminate is, with the new looks, easy installation, it's going to continue to be a strong category. The other category that I would bet on is ceramic tile. We're seeing a lot of innovation going on with ceramic tile, and it's moving applications away from the floor onto the walls, too. You know, it's the same tiles, essentially, that are going on walls, bigger formats that are going on floors, and that's just expanding the market as well for ceramic tile.
And ceramic tile looks like wood now. And I mean,
some
of the more popular products are these distressed wood looks that you see out there. You said a minute ago LVT was taken, and you mentioned some categories. It's also affecting, from what I hear, especially experts that look in on the home center business, it's the engineered hardwood business is being affected because people can get a wood floor that's not a real wood floor, but it looks like a wood floor, and they're confused by that composite structure anyway. So they're thinking, well, you know, WPC looks like it's waterproof, and this other stuff's not, so why not?
Yeah, and I was in home centers, and it's hard to tell LVT, laminate, or hardwood. Unless they're highly marked, it's very difficult to know the difference between these products.
Mm-hmm.
And we know from the research that Floor Focus does with consumers that wood is the most desirable product by far that's out there, and so anything that mimics it at a lower price is going to expand the market. Everybody wants wood. Not everybody can afford wood. So it's going to pick up the market that's, you know, below the wood. And like you said, engineered products were designed to go on places that solids couldn't, and LVT can do the same thing at a lower cost.
All right. Well, I just want to catch up with you real quick after you got back from your trip. Again, been talking to Santo Tresivia, an economist who focuses on the flooring business, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.